Senza siamo a CMG Special Show SSN, the claim for Dr. Tamamana, the date of January 22nd, 2013. Patient name is Stanislava Chole, that's STANISLAWA, space CHOLUJ. Date of birth is 07271927. Primary care physician is Dr. Patricia Chudzianowski, that's PATRYCJA, space CZESNOWSKI. Address is 12150 30 Mile Road.
Appointment, you won't have to pay your copay on the next appointment.
Washington, Michigan 48095. Phone number is 586-752-7256. Fax number 586-331-2323. Period, no sir, I've got your name. No, period, no sir, I've reason for visiting your consult. Period, no sir, the pleasure of seeing Mrs. Chole and Oka today. Please doesn't know she's a very pleasant 85 years old Polish lady with past medical history for hypertension, newly diagnosed hypertension, hyperlipidemia, dementia, colon cancer, status post surgery. And hypothyroidism, period, next paragraph, and dementia, period, next paragraph, she's in our cardiology today for a new consult, period, next paragraph. Today, the patient was complaining of shortness of breath, on minimal exertion, period. She said that she gets short of breath on going one flight of stairs, period. She also complained of lightheadedness and dizziness. However, she denies any loss of consciousness, palpitation, single breathing, or attack, period. She denies any chest pain or thumbnail presumptive in this period. She denies any lower extremity pain, intermittent claudication, skin cardiac, varicose veins, period. Or swelling, period. She is following her primary care physiologist. She is compliant with her medication. Period, no sir, gaff, past medical history, number one, hypertension, newly diagnosed. Period, no sir, gaff, hyperlipidemia. Period, no sir, paragraph, colon cancer, status post-surgery for colon cancer, period. Next paragraph, hypothyroidism, period, no sir, paragraph, dementia, period, no sir, gaff, past surgical history, number, significant for surgery for colon cancer, period, no sir, gaff. She's not smoking, the car is going to list the drugs, witness her family history, history, non contributor, business her allergies, she's not known to be allergic to medication, food, business her current medications, number one, aspirin, 81 milligrams once a day, business number vitamin D3, 2,000 units once a day, business number vitamin, multivitamins, business number vitamin D2 caps, 50,000 international units. Once a week, period. Next number, sertralin. That's sertraline. 100 milligrams once a day, period. Next number, quetiapine. That's quetiapine. 50 milligrams three times a day, period. Next number, donepezil. 10 milligrams once QHS. Period, next number, Namenanda, that's NAMENDA, 10 milligrams twice a day, period, next number, levothyroxine, 0.2 milligrams, once a day, period, next number, furosemide, 20 milligrams once a day, period, next number, lisinopril, 10 milligrams once a day, period, next, paragraph physical examination, vital signs, David, her blood pressure is 123 over 67, her pulse 81 beats per minute, regular her weight is 167 pounds, her height is 5 feet 3 inches, her BMI is 29.6. Period, please copy the normal physical finding. Temporary except oral systolic murmur, 2 out of 6 on auscultation, also bilateral carotid abdomen. Period. Next paragraph, diagnostic investigations. Number one, EKG done on January 22, 2013, show ventricular rate of 77 beats per minute and a right axis deviation, a sinus rhythm, otherwise indeterminate EKG. Period. Next number.
Oh, my bad.
Chest X-ray done at a different facility on. Done on January 18th, 2013, showing severe cardiomegaly and also a pleural effusion on the right side foot. Sorry, not pleural effusion, but congested lungs. Period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Number one, shortness of breath. The patient was complaining of shortness of breath on a minimal exertion period. The patient was found to have the severe cardiomegaly with on a recent chest X-ray period. We ordered a 2D transthoracic echocardiogram to assess the heart function and structure and to exclude out any cardiac causes for her shortness of breath period. We'll follow up with the results on the next follow-up visit and manager accordingly. Period, next number, dizziness. On today, the patient was complaining of dizziness and lightheadedness. However, she denies loss of consciousness or presyncopal attacks. Period. On a physical examination, upon the patient was found to have carotid bruit bilaterally. Period. We ordered a carotid ultrasound to exclude out any carotid stenosis or carotid disease. Period. We'll follow up with the results on the next follow-up visit. Major accordingly. Period. Next number, systolic murmur. On today's visit, and upon physical examination, the patient was found to have a systolic murmur 2 out of 6. Period. We ordered a 2D transthoracic echocardiogram to check for any structural heart disease or valvular heart disease. We'll follow up with the results on the next follow-up visit and manager accordingly. Period. Next number, hypertension. To visit, her blood pressure is 123 over 67, which is well maintained. Period. She is to continue the same medication regimen. Adhere to strict laws of the law for that and will continue to monitor her blood pressure readings on the next follow-up visit. Period. Next number, hyperlipidemia. The patient was recently diagnosed as having hyperlipidemia. Period. She is to follow up with her primary care physician regarding the frequent lipid profile testing and LFTs on a target LDL of less than 100. Period. Next number. Hypothyroidism. The patient is currently taking levothyroxine. Period. She is to follow up with her primary care physician regarding this matter. Period. Next paragraph. Thank you very much. I'm supporting the care of Mrs. Rowlidge. Period. The phone number I'm providing for to call any questions or concerns about that. Period. We'll see her back in our clinic in 3 weeks or so necessary. Period. Meanwhile, she is expected to continue seeing her primary care physician. I'll do the first care. Period. So, thank you very much. This is the same as Mohammed says. That's the most AMD specialist. You are CCN. Medical Center. Thank you for Dr. Tamar Mohammed. This is the end of the case.